Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention says a leading cause of blindness is diabetes. That's what happened to Leonard Smith of Houston, Texas. Because he's a veteran, however, he got help from the Blinded Veterans Association, or BVA. It's an organization of blinded veterans helping blinded veterans through service programs, resources, and advocacy. By showing the Department of Veterans Affairs the diabetes was service-related, BVA helped Leonard get benefits he deserved. Learn how the organization can help you, or you can help it, at 800-669-7079 and bva.org.
As a professional musician, Lachie stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss. But she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding retinal diseases, providing hope to people with vision loss. And for Lachie, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Always keep your words soft and sweet, just in case you have to eat them.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
We're on the move. That's right. We're on the move. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. And this is your host, Michael. And I hear feedback. That's right. Hey, listen, folks, if you want to call in, please do. The phone number is 407-894-1680. I'll repeat it. 407-894-1680. Oh, by the way, if you missed any part of the first show, the first hour of this show, you missed a good show. But if you miss any of our other shows, don't forget, go to our web, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. Got more than 300 of them in case you miss any of the shows. They go by dates. So they're all there. We only missed two because of hurricanes over the last 7 years. Don't forget, blind and, when you do blind and, don't forget the A&D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. So Christine Belts, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Good. And Lynn, are you still here?
I am.
Good. Now we're going to go to first trivia of the hour. We haven't done any of the first hour, so we're going to do two this show. Christine Belts, you have a trivia, don't you?
Trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. Okay. It's trivia time. Christine Belts, we got a song, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well,
you better tell Christine.
Tell Christine. Let's play it. And don't forget the phone number, Christine. You know the phone number? The call, if people call in?
Phone number. Excuse me. Phone number to call in if you want to try and win a prize. 407-894-1680.
You got the right. You got that right, Christine. Let's hear the song.
Girl, you're getting that look in your eyes, and it's starting to worry me. I ain't ready for no family ties. Nobody's gonna hurry me. Just keep it friendly, girl, 'cause I don't wanna leave. Don't start clinging to me, girl, 'cause I can't breathe.
Chris, that's enough. So who's singing that song? Let's hear from a new caller first. 407-894-1680. This is Christine Belts song.
Okay, while we're waiting for people to call in, I just want to say that our next guest has been waiting in the Zoom room very patiently to come on the air, and she will be coming on the air after our next break. But I'd like to introduce very quickly Kayla Allen. And Kayla is another expert crafter, and she's calling in all the way from Arizona. Hello, Kayla, and welcome.
Welcome.
Hi, thank you for the invite to be here. I appreciate it.
Are you enjoying the show?
Yes, I am.
All righty. Well, we can't wait to hear what you have to say about crafting. So thank you for being patient, and I'm glad you've been in there listening to the entire show, and welcome. So
welcome.
All righty.
By the way, I got to tell you something.
Oh, what?
Sheila's.
Make sure.
What you say now?
Make sure your thoughts are sweet.
Sweet.
Because something like you'll never know. You might
have to eat them.
Oh, soft and
soft
sweet.
Soft and sweet. Because you might have to eat them.
Sheila, if you're listening, I don't know if you are because you're at a wedding.
That was good.
Yeah, she always comes up with these great expressions. Oh, and something else I have to tell you while we're waiting for people to call in. Something interesting happened to me. Was it yesterday? Yeah, I think it was.
Yeah, well, you didn't tell me.
I was talking to Michael in the living room, and I happened to look out the front window, and I thought, what the heck? First of all, the moon caught my eye because it was hanging really low and almost a round moon, and it's kind of early because it's not even time for a harvest moon. But to the right of the moon was this vertical, squiggly, smoky-looking shape, and I thought, oh, it's a cloud. So I posted pictures of it. Of course, my brother got on and said, Lynn, that's not a cloud. What it is the smoke configuration from the SpaceX. He said there was a launch. So then David popped on Facebook and he said, yeah, there was a SpaceX launch. So by accident, I got a really cool picture of this, of the launch, the smoke. And I said, well, wait a minute, we're 93 miles from there. But my brother said, it doesn't matter. The wind shifts and the whole formation, you know, you could still see it. So that was pretty cool. So anyway, that's my little story.
Okay. So anybody calling in yet? We want first callers first. If you're a new caller, you're going to go first. And if you're an old caller, you go second. Got it? New callers first, old callers second. Anybody else goes third.
Chris, are you still there? Or did you leave already?
He left town.
I think, you know what? I think he's on the phone taking all those callers, Christine.
I wonder if he is.
That's usually what happens.
I hear him coming back, so I wonder.
Okay, I'm back.
There he is.
Yeah, new callers first? Any caller, new callers?
Well, I had two callers. One caller, they just gave me the answer and said, nah, that ain't, they just said, nah, that wasn't right. They said, hey, okay, that was so-and-so, so-and-so. I said, okay, hold on one moment. No, that's not right. I'll call right back. And then I got another caller that said, I think I know it, but I'm not sure. So I said, hold on one moment. Let me patch you through. Then they hung up. Now I got Mama Rose on the phone. Mama Rose is on the phone line. She hadn't called in a while, and she said she thinks
she hasn't.
She said she knows who it is. So let's go to Mama Rose. Mama Rose, how you doing?
Mama Rose.
I'm doing great. I'm doing great.
You doing great?
Mac Davis.
That's right.
What did she say?
Mac Davis.
Mac Davis.
Christine,
who's that?
Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
Well, oh.
What did she win, Christine?
That's a very good question. What did she win? Well, she won a $10 gift card from Subway. Subway is coming your way.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
Subway is coming your way. Mama Rose, have you been listening to the whole show?
Okay.
Have you been listening to the whole show?
Have I been winning? I didn't get it.
No. Congratulations. They wanted to know, have you been...
Thank you.
Have you been listening to the whole show since it started?
Oh, yes. I've been listening to the show. I always do, every Sunday.
Well, that's great, Mama Rose. I want to ask you how you liked the first hour.
Oh, that was
about the
great.
About the crafts.
Yes, that's great.
Okay, Mama Rose.
Thank you, Mama Rose. Hold on one moment.
Give your
name
and address. We can send you the gift card from Subway.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Welcome.
So, folks, remember what I said. Don't forget, get your shots, flu shots. You should get them. You don't want to get a flu. A shot is better than getting a flu.
Well, you know what? I noticed the other day.
Yeah, what did you notice?
I was walking around, and as the wind was pushing, I kept flying away. So, therefore, I didn't get my flu shot, so I got to go get it so it can keep me on solid ground.
There you go. We actually, last year, we got at the end of September, but I thought, you know what, Michael, we better go because this is the season.
Princess is making my eyes tear.
Yeah. That cat is right by Michael.
It's right in my face. She's right in my face.
Yeah, so we went to Publix, Chris. You can go anywhere. Anyway,
we're going to break. We're going to break. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and the Young Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
For nearly 45 years,
ILA has been providing essential aids to the visually impaired and hard of hearing. A trusted source of products for local and national communities, ILA offers a wide variety of technology and daily living aids to enable those with vision loss to participate in an active, independent lifestyle. Our excellent customer service team is always happy to help you find the right product for the task at hand. Call us at 1-800-537-2118 or visit us on the web at www.independentliving.com. ILA, keeping life magnified, amplified, simplified, and always in motion.
Every day, our customers face challenges in a world designed for the sighted. Whether you suffer from an age-related eye condition such as macular degeneration, diabetic retinopathy, cataracts, or glaucoma, or are a student or worker living with a visual impairment, our solutions are designed to help you participate more actively in the world around you. From electronic magnifiers to talking GPS to Braille devices, Human Wear Solutions have helped more than a million people worldwide to live more independently. Available in more than 25 languages, Human Wear devices can be used at home, on the go, or in the workplace. Regardless of the degree of visual loss or impairment, it is possible to enjoy life to the fullest. Human Wear, HumanWare. For more information, visit humanwear.com.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
Central vision loss is one of the leading causes of visual impairment and legal blindness. It has a profound impact on individuals and their loved ones. If your central vision is declining, eSight may be able to help. eSight is the most versatile and advanced all-in-one device for people with visual impairment due to central vision loss. eSight offers best visual acuity, whether reading, shopping, cooking, commuting to work, or exploring new places. eSight utilizes a high-definition camera that captures everything the wearer is looking at. Advanced algorithms optimize and enhance the footage. The image is then presented on two near-to-eye screens in real time with stunning clarity. eSight is clinically validated by leading research organizations. Many eSight users return to 20/20 functional vision to enjoy life independently and pursue the activities they love once again. To learn more, ask your eye care professional or visit www.eSightEyewear.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. Oh yeah, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Hope you can call in. Definitely would like you to call in. Phone number is 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Lynn, you are up.
Okay, well, it's my turn to reintroduce Kayla Allen, who's been so patiently waiting in the Zoom room. Kayla, we welcome you and we welcome your expertise, and we'd like to learn more about the crafts that you are an expert in. So welcome back, Kayla.
Thank you so much. And I would not call myself an expert in any one thing. I kind of dabble a little in everything.
Oh, I hear a feedback, Chris. I don't know what that is, but I was reading about some of the things that you do. I hope you're going to mention the magnet crafting. That sounds really cool. And so tell us a little bit about yourself. You're calling in from Arizona and you are visually impaired.
Correct. I was born legally blind. Mm-hmm. And like you said, I'm from Arizona. And I work for an agency called Future Insight, and they are in New Hampshire, as well as I volunteer with the American Council of the Blind. So that's kind of my background and what I do. And what I do, I guess I should start there, is I teach craft classes to other people who are low vision and blind over Zoom. And so kind of the way it works is I'll create content, and so a variety of different classes and skill levels. So earlier in September, I did a paper mache class. Last week, I did a macrame class. Next week, we are going to be doing fall crafting. So pony beads, putting together a sign that says Happy Halloween. And we'll be making a little witch's cauldron. So I do a variety of different things. For a lot of my classes, I will put together kits, accessible kits, I should say. That entails me putting markers on different items within the kit so that someone who has no vision at all will be able to complete the craft.
Kayla, I'd like to interrupt for a second. First of all, I don't know that I introduced you to our guest co-host tonight, Christine Belts, who is also a crafter.
Hello.
Hi, Christine. I was listening to you. You did a great job. So.
Thank you.
That's good. That's nice. Now, Kayla, before you go any further, I have a question. Now, people that are going to be signing into Zoom, they know ahead of time, they have to go out and buy what they need, and then they work as you're describing. How does it work? Or they just listen to you and then go out later and try it on their own? How does it work?
Both.
Both. Okay.
So both. It depends on the person. Okay. So typically, like right now, I have all my classes with Future Insight are planned through the end of the year. And so you can go on to futureinsight.org and you can sign up for my upcoming classes. I do offer kits for almost all my classes. Like I was saying, and then I mail them out to you. So it'll just come to you in a little packet in the mail, and then you open it up at the beginning of class. Other times, so for like the paper mache class, that takes water, flour, and newspaper. So those are items that most people have in their house. So for that class, I just gave them a material list and they gathered it on their own. I often do have people who just call in, will come into the Zoom room and kind of hang out with us while we're doing it, and then we'll do it on their own afterwards. So it's kind of whatever works for whatever situation you are in. I kind of try to adapt that. My classes also that I teach with Future Insight are all made into podcasts so that if you want to go back and listen to those later, those recordings are also available.
So do you have a craft that you wanted to present tonight? Something special?
Yes. Yeah. So I had a couple tips I also wanted to go over.
Okay.
If that's okay to get started.
That's fine.
So one of my biggest tips is label things. So if you have multiple items of the same item, but in different colors, an easy way to label those, such as beads, is to put them in Ziploc bags. And then I use shelf liner, the clear shelf liners. I buy it at the dollar store. It comes in a roll and I cut it into strips and I'm able to put that in my Braille writer and I'm able to Braille onto those, and they're sticky on the back. So then you can just stick them onto the bag. So it's a really cheap way to label your supplies.
Wow, that's a great idea. That the shelf paper will go in your Braille machine.
Yep. Yeah. So you just cut it into strips, and Yeah. Wow. So it works great. And it's so cool. Like I've been doing this for like 3 years using it, and I've not even gone through a full roll yet. And like I said, I got it at the dollar store. So, and it sticks better than the Dyno tape does. So, so even if you're labeling things in your house, your canned foods and things like that, that's also a great option beyond crafting. And kind of be consistent where you put things. So then when you're in a class or you're doing a craft, you're able to kind of just reach for what you need and not have to go search for it. So I'd say be kind of consistent where you put your supplies and gather all your supplies before you start crafting. Because once you kind of get into, I don't know about you, but when I get into that mood of crafting and I'm in the middle of a project and I kind of have to stop and go look for what I want and things like that, it kind of gets me out of my flow. So gather your materials, kind of like you would if you were baking or making a recipe. A craft. One other tip. Sorry, I should have wrote these down. another tip I have is if you do have some usable vision, I have very little usable vision, but I can tell the difference between something dark and something lighter in color. So I used like a black, if I'm working on a white canvas, I put down a black poster board under a piece of glass I have on my table. You don't have to have glass. I just use it because I will be honest, I'm messy. And I can just take rubbing alcohol that I keep in a spray bottle, spray it down, wipe it down, and my workstation is clean. It gets all the glue off and everything. So kind of using that to your benefit. So I'll put down a black poster board if I'm working on a white canvas because it gives me some sort of, these are where the edges are. It's a dramatic change in contrast.
Those are great tips. Great. So, Christine, do you have a special place that you do your crafts?
Well, I do my crafts. If I need a surface to lay things out, I will do them in the computer room. But if there's something that I could do just in my lap, I'll go out on the deck. I have rocking chairs out there and I'll just rock and do whatever I need to in my lap. But if
sign me up, I'll come rock with you.
Yeah. That's cute. Okay, well, I was just curious. So continue.
Yeah, so just those are my main like big tips, keeping things labeled and organized and then using what vision you have. The craft I have a couple different ones I was thinking of that are pretty simple. So the first one is a pumpkin, and you can do it in a variety of different ways. You can take the canning jars, the rings off of canning jars. And you would take like 6 to 8 of them and you would stand them up so they're on the edge of the canning jar lid rings so that the round part is kind of sitting on the table and the hole is kind of in front of you. And you would put all of the edges of those together and then you can wrap jute or twine or ribbon around the inside of them and use a cinnamon stick for the stem. So it's kind of a simple kind of only takes a few things to do. You can do the same thing with strips of paper. So I was doing it with orange strips of paper that I just cut on a paper cutter. I cut them about a quarter to a half inch thick in width. And then I don't know if you guys made like the paper rings when you were little, where you took the two ends of rings.
Yep.
Yeah, of the paper strips and you glued them together to form a ring. But instead of interlooping them like you do when you make a ring, you make about 6 to 8 of those. And you would do the same thing as you would with the rings that I described with the canning jar rings. And you can use like these, you can make them a little bit smaller and you can use a wine cork in the center for your stem. You could use a pipe cleaner and shape it into a shape of a leaf and wrap it kind of around the stem of the wine cork. So just a couple things. I did hear you ask earlier a little bit more about like the holidays and Christmas. So an easy craft you can do to make like ornaments for your Christmas tree is taking applesauce and cinnamon, and it's equal parts applesauce and cinnamon. When you're done, be sure to wash your hands thoroughly and not touch your face, because cinnamon can kind of burn the eyes and stuff like that. But you mix it together and it makes almost like a dough. And then you can roll it out like you would cookies, and you can take cookie cutters and cut it into different shapes.
Wow.
Kayla, wait.
We have to slow down here for a second, because at first I was wondering, what is she talking about? Like, it's soupy, but now you're saying you must be using a lot of cinnamon in order to make it.
Yes, it's equal parts. So if I use a half a cup of applesauce, I'm going to use a half a cup of cinnamon.
That's what we need to know.
I know we have 15 minutes and I have a lot to say and I'm nervous.
Oh, don't be nervous. You sound great. Okay, so it's half and half. Half applesauce, and it doesn't matter if there's no sugar added.
Yep, exactly.
The cheapest applesauce. Yep. And
absolutely.
Okay.
Yep, and the cheapest cinnamon. You don't have to go to Costco and buy like the fancy cinnamon like I like, but the dollar store cinnamon and applesauce work great. And you mix together with a spoon and it kind of makes a dough.
Wow. And then you roll it out with a rolling pin or no? Or you flatten it with your hands?
Either way. So if you have a rolling pin available to you, you can use that. If you want to just press it out with your hands, you can definitely do that as well.
That's probably better, because I imagine that would be sticking to the rolling pin if you don't put flour on the rolling pin.
Yeah, you could put a little cornstarch on it or flour. It wouldn't hurt your dough at all.
And then you use cookie cutters, you said.
Yep. Yeah, and then you can cut them out using cookie cutters. And then once you have your shape cut out, you use a straw and you can poke a hole in the top of it, the top edge to make a hole. And these are air dry. You can just let them dry. They'll take a couple days to dry, or you can pop them in your oven at 200 degrees for 45 minutes and dry them out.
I bet you could add some, what do you call it? Oh gosh. Nutmeg. What if you added nutmeg
or clove,
allspice or clove something?
So any seasoning. So then you have the shape you can feel. And then once they're dry, you would take a ribbon or jute or whatever you want to use and loop it through the hole and tie it so you can hang it on your Christmas tree.
And it smells so pretty.
Yes, exactly. They smell amazing. They make you think of Christmas. They're good on to put on top of it, if you're giving a gift or a gift basket, to kind of decorate the package at the same time. And they're a reddish brown color from the cinnamon. You can add food coloring to it. I tend not to, just because I like the more natural look to them.
That's really a nice idea. You can even use that as a room air freshener.
Yeah. So
put them in the bowl or something for the holidays, and it just smells so pretty.
Yeah.
Christine, isn't that neat?
Oh, that is neat. You can make potpourri with it. Put a couple of them in a basket.
Yeah.
I like that idea. So what else do you have? You have the...
So that's all I kind of prepared for the crafts for those, kind of one for the fall and one for the winter. I would like to kind of tell you a little bit more of what we do at ACB Crafters, if that's okay, if we have the time.
Yeah, quickly, yes, before we go.
Okay.
Sure.
So we offer at ACB Crafters, we offer a variety of crafts. We do braille drawing, pony beads, but we also have ongoing fiber classes. So that would include a crochet class twice monthly that I teach. And then we have other instructors that teach needle knitting as well as loom knitting. And Tammy, who was on earlier, actually does a class with us once a month as well. So if you're interested in her kits and sewing at all, she does come to ACB Crafters and does a class once a month. And some exciting news, we will be celebrating our 500th event with ACB Crafters next week.
Wow. So congratulations.
Thank you.
All righty. Well, thank you, Kayla. Thank you so much for coming on tonight and rounding off our crafting evening. It was really great. I can't
thank
wait
you for having me.
I think I'm going to have to try that applesauce and cinnamon. That just sounds really cool. And I have cookie cutters around. It'll smell nice around here, Michael. Well, thank you, Kayla. Thank you so much. And stay
thank
well.
You.
We appreciate it. You can thank stay you. On in the Zoom room if you'd like and listen to the Zoom end room. Of the show. If,
all okay. right. Thank you. All I appreciate right. thank you guys.
We're going to go to break. Don't go away. We'll be right back. We're going to come back with a great trivia. Don't go away. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll be right back with a great trivia. Don't go away.
This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Navigation apps are important to getting around, exploring new places, and being independent, but they don't work for everyone and don't work inside for anyone. Waymap is a brand new indoor and outdoor navigation app you can trust to get you where you need to go. The app has been made to guide blind people, but it works for everybody else too. With Waymap, you know where you are, even if you lose cell reception or have no Wi-Fi. It's a big advance on other navigation apps. If you want Waymap in your town, let us know at our website, waymapnav.com. That is waymapnav.com.
Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together we're fighting. Together we're winning.
We're driving the research to find the cures for blinding retinal diseases.
Foundation Fighting Blindness.
You have a right to accessible voting. Democracy Live! Seeks to modernize voting in America by allowing voters to access their ballot and balloting information anytime and anywhere using any smart device, computer, or platform. Whether voters are accessing their official ballots or researching the candidates on their ballot, we believe voters want easier, more secure, and accessible voting technologies. This includes the over 25 million voters who live with disabilities in the United States and the millions of voters who reside outside the country or can't vote at a traditional polling place. As the leader in secure remote voting technologies, Democracy Live! Has served voters from nearly 2,500 U.S. jurisdictions and in over 96 countries around the world. Voters have the right to vote in a secure, accessible, and independent manner, regardless of disabilities or geography. Democracy Live! Has been leading the way for over a decade, delivering secure, remote voting technologies in over 4,000 elections serving over 20 million voters. You do have a right to accessible voting. Learn more. Go to democracylive.com.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
We're back. We're definitely back. This is the Blind and Beyond radio show, and this is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Welcome back. Phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. And for those folks who are tuning in for the first time, don't know what you're listening to, well, we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind community and the vision pair. Hey, listen, folks. I want you to listen very carefully. We'll have a trivia coming up in 1 minute. Trivia. The trivia is different tonight. I'll tell you in about in a minute. It's trivia time. Trivia time.
Oh, yes, it's trivia time. Trivia time. Shall we
always want to know because it's trivia time. Trivia time. Trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
This segment of Trivia Time is brought to you by Braille Music and More. And what does Braille Music and More do, you might ask? As you might have guessed, they are experts in transcribing music into Braille. Sometimes you have a project where you simply need your Braille transcription done quickly and accurately. Braille Music and More is your one-stop shop for Braille transcriptions. But what if you need Braille transcription done for other subject matters, such as science or mathematics? Braille Music and More can help you there too. Utilizing a team of 26 quality transcribers across America, they are able to handle a wide range of subject matters, from foreign languages to tactile graphics.
Trivia time, trivia time. Show us what you know because it's trivia time. Trivia time, trivia time. Come and take a chance because it's trivia time.
Yeah, it's trivia time. It's trivia time. But before we do trivia, I have to say tomorrow, I understand in Canada, is Thanksgiving in Canada. So for our Canadian friends, happy Thanksgiving a day early. So I understand it's tomorrow. So, okay, trivia time. And by the way, I want you all to listen carefully. Okay, now listen to the trivia. I'm going to say it slow. The title in the song has to have the word love, L-O-V-E, love, in the song. That's been in the title. And you have, when you call in, you have to give me at least, I was going to say three, but I'll make it easy. You have to make two. You have to give me two songs to the word love. And it can't be no cockamamie song because I'm thinking in the last 50, 60, 70 years, there's been so many songs with the word love in it. But it's got to be a big song that everybody knows that have been around. Because I'm thinking of songs, that big songs, at least top 20 songs, top 20 in the charts. So if you call me up, don't say the cockamamie love song. So the word love, L-O-V-E, love. Okay, I want to know two songs that have the word love in the title of the song. Got it? That's it. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. New callers first. I'm going to take a couple callers. So we'll take a couple callers to this. So tell me, I want two songs that have the word love, and it's got to be big hit songs because I'm thinking of some big songs that have the word love. Big songs. A couple of the songs I'm thinking of were top 10 songs. Okay. A couple of big R&B songs, a couple of big pop chart songs, but the word love was in it. Got it? Love, L-O-V-E, has got to be in the song, somewhere in the title. 407-894-1680. Anybody know the word love in the song? We're waiting for you. What do you want, Lynn?
No, I was going to tell Christine that I asked Kayla on the chat screen, Christine, for Zoom, how much cinnamon we would need to make maybe three or four of those ornaments. So she said she goes to the, everybody goes to the dollar store, about a half a cup of cinnamon. So then the equivalent would be half a cup of applesauce.
So you can eat the,
I guess, yeah, worst case, to get hungry, you can eat the ornaments. But I have to try this because I really want, I am going to try it.
It does seem easy.
I want to be, I want to see, I want to believe it, that it gets hard like that. So that's cool. But she said it takes a couple of days to dry.
So we're going to take two callers. Okay. Yeah. First two callers. I want new callers first. 407-894-1680. New callers. Want two new callers if I can get them. And this is easy. You only have to name two songs. And don't tell me no cockamamie song. I want big hit songs that everybody knows. The word love has to be in the title of the song. Somewhere in the song. Somewhere in the title.
Like Chris?
All right, I'll give you one. Wait, let me ask, because you say you don't want no cockamamie song. A cockamamie song would be like Love Don't Cost a Thing.
Well, let's put it this way. A song that was a big hit record, whether it be top 10 R&B or top 10 record, or top 20. But don't tell me some song that sold two copies that only you know it. It's got to be everybody has to know the song. I'm thinking of some big hits. I'll give you, for instance, I'm going to give you one song right now that a lot of people would know it back in the 50s and 60s, was a big with top 10 record. I'll give this away. Love is Strange. Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia. Love is Strange. That probably nobody would know. So I'll give that. Love is Strange by Mickey and Sylvia. But I'm thinking a lot of hits with the word love. Love is Strange. 407-894-680. A lot of songs, big hits. And if you think you never heard of Love is Strange, look it up. Love is Strange was a top, I think, top 10
you
or
know
top
what?
20.
Before we get really busy with the phone lines, I think I'll tell who's coming on next week. Because I have a feeling Chris is going
to just make sure they have to have two songs that everybody knows.
They're probably all looking it up anyway. So I just wanted to remind everybody, don't forget to join us next week with co-host Gary Sinclair. And joining us will be Charlie Canoon from Democracy Live. So if you're interested in accessible voting, Charlie's the one to ask questions. And also Bruce Miles, the CEO of Humanware. Bruce Miles, the CEO of Humanware, will be joining us. And we look forward to that, as well as Rebecca Rosenberg, founder of Reboka, the new app.
I will tell you right now, if anybody calls in with the two songs that I'm thinking of that I thought of first with the word love, I'll give a double prize. If it's the songs that I'm thinking of right now, and I will give you a hint. When after people call in, I'll give you a hint, and we'll see if anybody knows the songs I'm thinking of, because they were big. We're waiting. I don't hear anybody calling. 407-894-680. You know what? In the car, you can call in if you have a Bluetooth, or just get out of your car, go to the phone booth. Oh my God, there's no phone booths anymore. They can't do that anymore. Probably don't even know what I'm talking about. Years ago, there was a phone booth where Superman used to change in it.
You know, I wanted to remind everybody that October is Adopt a Dog Month. And I just read today, I couldn't believe it. Just in 6 days at the Orlando, the main animal shelter, 349 dogs were brought in because of the hurricane. So if you're interested in adopting a dog, go to a shelter. All these beautiful animals, they need homes. So I wanted to remind everybody about that.
407-894-1680. We're still waiting. The still lines are still open. It was an easy one. I can't believe the phone should be off the
Christine,
hook.
Do you think it's easy?
Well, it could be. It depends on what you're thinking of. And some people might not know what cockamamie is. It could be a relative term.
Right.
Well, it's a big song that was a hit, and not some song that nobody ever heard of.
Well, wait, Chris, wait a minute. Hold on. For me, the word cockamamie is Christine, I'm sorry. I did tell myself to wait, but cockamamie came from Vice President at the time, Joe Biden, that I just really enjoyed, because remember he was at a debate. They was at the debate and he told the host that, oh, that's a bunch of cockamamie what they saying. It just kind of floored me.
I heard this years ago. When I was a kid, I heard that 50, 60 years ago, that word cockamamie.
Yeah, well, you're both showing your age, the president and you. So.
Right, okay. So we do have two callers on the phone
line. Are
there
any callers?
I got two callers on the phone line. I got two more calling in. I have
any new callers?
Not yet. I have our friend Jim from Crystal Beach, Florida, and we have Chris from Wildwood, Florida on the phone line.
Who was first?
Jim.
Let's take Jim right now. Jim, we'll take a couple calls for this. Jim, you're up.
Hey, Michael, Jim, can you hear me?
Where are you calling from, Jim?
Crystal Beach over here in Pinellas.
Did you have any hurricane problems?
Oh, no, it was pretty good over here. We were fortunate, Michael.
Thank God. You were very fortunate, right?
You got
a love title song for me? Two of them. I need two.
Two of them, Michael. How about Love Me Do by the Beatles and Love Me Tender by Elvis Presley?
I didn't think of that one. That's a good one. Yeah, that's good. That's one. What was the second one?
Love Me Tender by Elvis Presley.
Oh, very good. Very good. So you just won a $10 gift card from Subway. Very good.
All right. Thank you, Michael.
Don't go off the air. I mean, got to give your name and address with the $10 gift card. Okay, let's take the next person. You were thinking that one?
Yeah, the Beatles was the very first one I thought of. Love Me.
Yeah. Now, those are big hits.
Yeah,
they're big hits.
Yep. So Jim over there in Pinellas on the west side.
Yeah, who else? What happened to Man Wildwood Man?
What happened to Chris? Are we still there? Oh, is that you, Chris?
Somebody.
Are we still on the air?
Yes, that's WOKB.
I still hear you guys.
Chris.
He's still there.
What happened to, what was his, what was his name from Wildwood?
Chris from Wildwood.
Chris from Wildwood.
Okay, I'm back. Anyways, I'm sorry. Cool. All right.
Let's take Chris from Wildwood next.
Okay, so wait.
And then a new caller.
Was Jim accurate?
Yes, he was. We have to give him a prize. Yeah.
Oh, all right. So now let's go to Chris because I have Miss Carolyn and we got Tony from Wellington on the phone line. So we got Chris right now. Chris, how you doing?
All right.
So give me two songs with the word love in it.
Tina Turner got What's Love Got to Do With It, and I got one called Crazy Love.
Okay. Wait, what's the first one I know? What's Crazy Love?
The song Crazy Love?
Yeah.
Crazy Love is a song by Beyonce.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it's a big song. Okay.
It was a big song.
So you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway, Chris. You finally won. Good luck. Chris won.
Congratulations.
Yeah, good luck and congratulations. He just won himself a $10 gift card from Subway. It's coming your way. Two good songs.
Chris, hold on one moment, all right?
One more person.
Okay.
Got a new caller?
I have Tony from Wellington, and we have our good friend, Miss Carolyn, from Brunswick, Georgia.
Tony from Wellington is a new caller.
Let's say Tony from Wellington.
Yeah, hello. That's Tony singing. Hey, Tony, how you doing? Welcome. So you got vocals on you too, huh?
Yeah, I used to.
Tony, are there?
All right, Tony. Go ahead, Tony. You got the floor.
Okay, this is Tony from Wellington.
I can't hear you.
Tony, you're going to have to come away from your listening device. Go into another room.
Okay.
Go into another room for me, please.
Love Me Tender.
That was said already. I'm sorry. That was said already. I've got another song.
Oh, okay. Listen, Love is a Many Splendored Thing.
That's what I was thinking. One of the songs. Yeah, okay.
Love Me Tender was already said, right?
That was said, yep.
Okay. Why Do Fools Fall in Love by Frankie Lyman.
Oh, that's right. Frankie Lyman.
Uh-huh.
Well, you just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway. It was very good. Very good.
I'm old enough to remember those songs.
No, I didn't hear.
He said he's old enough to remember those songs.
Yeah, very good. That was very good. Very good.
All right, Tony.
Tony, do you listen every week or try to listen, Tony?
Yeah, I try to listen, but on the radio, sometimes I can't find your channel.
What are you talking about? You're down where? Wellington? You should be able to get WFTL down there on the radio. 850 on the AM dial. 850 on the AM dial.
Yeah, the last time I called, you were talking about duplex houses in Philadelphia called twins. That's the only place in the United States that they're called twins. They're actually called duplex. Then three of
no,
three
in Philadelphia, we call them twins. We don't call them duplexes.
That's what he said. Yep. The only one he
yeah.
Well, that's what I'm saying. That's the only place that calls them twins. Otherwise, they're duplexes, triplexes, quadruplexes.
You're absolutely right. All right, Tony. Hold on one moment. All right, Tony. Thank you so much.
He just put himself.
Okay.
So here's the songs I was thinking of with the word love in it.
Wait, do you want to take Miss Carolyn?
I'll say hello, but that's enough. We did three. That's enough.
Okay. All right. Well,
that's it. I want to hear from Carolyn. I'd like to hear from Carolyn from Georgia.
Hey, Miss Carolyn, how you doing?
Hey, Michael Lynn, and hey.
Hi, baby. We can't do anymore. We did three already tonight, baby. But we wanted to talk to you. How you doing?
Well, I'm doing good. I just called because nobody else was calling, so I'm glad somebody else did call and win.
So I can't give you a prize because we gave away three already tonight. We got to make more money first. So tell me, what were your two songs? I want to see if it was one of mine. Two songs.
Love and Happiness by Al Green and Love Train by the OJs.
Oh, I didn't think of those songs. Okay. So here is very good songs. Very good. But Carolyn, did you ever have a song called For Your Precious Love by
Oh, yeah, Your Freshest Love. There's more than one.
Iceman.
There's one by Jerry Butler, and there's one by
That's
by
correct,
Martin
Jerry
Gates
Butler, Iceman. Jerry Butler.
Yep.
For Your Precious Love. That was one of my songs.
Did you get any of the Hurricane, Carolyn?
No. Yeah, they thought it was coming here at first. We were included in the call, but it was actually sunny that day. So, but I've been praying for everybody in Florida who was affected.
Well, we all were affected. One way, we lost power for 12 to 14 hours. So the two songs I was thinking of was one was For Your Precious Love by Jerry Butler, and the other song was by Pat Boone, number one song called April Love. April Love by Pat Boone.
Well, thank you for calling in.
Thank you, Carolyn. Next time, call in earlier. We can pay out the prizes. That's it.
Yeah.
All right. Love you all.
Thanks for calling in.
Love you too.
Thanks for calling in.
All right. So, Christine, did you have fun tonight?
Oh, yes, I did. It was wonderful.
Well, thank you for joining us tonight, Christine. What are we doing?
Oh, you're welcome.
We're going to break. Don't go away. We're right back. Don't go away. We're right back.
This segment is brought to you by eSight, the life-changing electronic glasses for people with low vision.
For Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. She's not alone. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is committed to funding research to end blinding retinal diseases. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Tower Studios. We're back. That was a short break. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. I'm your host, Michael. What do you want to say, Lynn?
What did I want to say? I wanted to thank Christine for joining us tonight. So thank you, Christine.
Oh, you're welcome. It was my pleasure.
Yeah, it was really a lot of fun.
Yeah, a lot of fun.
Explaining all the wreath, the crafting.
And thank you, Chris Shaw. And thank you, Lynn. And thank you all for listening. Hope you'll join us next week. And by the way, don't go away. We'll be right back in 1 week. Love you all. God bless you all. Stay well. Be well. God bless you all. Take care. Good night.
Things are finally coming around. I know we've got